Texas. Our next stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello.
And don't forget, you can follow us on social media, Facebook, search for Theme Parks and Rec Podcast, on Twitter, at Theme Parks Rec, and on Instagram, at Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. And make sure you follow us. We'd love to follow you back. So we're going to jump right into this week's episode, and we've got tons of news. Michaela went out to Mardi Gras at Universal Orlando, so she's going to give us a little preview of what that's like. And we do have a really great theme park tip of the week, and it's not just for theme park lovers, it's for everybody.
Oh,
so
yes.
Stay tuned through this episode, and we're going to go through this stuff quick because I don't know about you, Michaela, but I'm exhausted because we have been celebrating here in Tampa Bay, the Super Bowl champions, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So it's kind of been like a theme park whirlwind here in Tampa since the Super Bowl came to town a couple, almost 2.5 weeks ago when they started having their festivities.
Yeah, so much to do, so much to see around Tampa.
Yes.
It's its own theme park.
Boat parades and football games and events and famous people. And it's just been crazy. So we're going to run through this real quick, and we're going to start at Walt Disney World. Speaking of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers champions, they didn't do the normal championship parade that they would normally do. You know, they did the commercial, like, now that you've won the Super Bowl, where are you going? And it was Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady saying, we're going to Disney World.
I was going to say the photo that's been going around of like them like screaming. I always tell people, I'm like, that's from the commercial. Photo from the commercial.
I love
as in they probably had the like a Getty image like photographer right behind the person videotaping for Disney.
Yes. And they look like little kids, so excited.
Right.
And they're apparently scheduling a trip for Tom Brady later on. But cool. Rob Gronkowski wasted no time getting to see Mickey and Minnie and went to Walt Disney World the Monday after the very long Sunday for him. And into the wee hours of the morning, he probably got right into a car and was whisked away an hour and a half on I-4 to go to Walt Disney World. They went to Rise of the Resistance. They rode Big Thunder Mountain. And he did get to see Mickey and Minnie, and they did a quick cut in on ESPN of him on Main Street on a float. It just didn't, you know, make the whole rounds.
It was on, I don't know if you know the alternative exit, like when Disney is like really, really packed.
Or when they do the evening events.
Yes.
Yeah,
where they have trick or treating for the, it was over there.
Ah.
And Gronk went on his social media account, and people did see the float from like if they were right way next to the castle, they could look up and they could see the float was there.
Oh, cool.
So people were screaming his name. So they caught on that he was there.
Yeah, no, there were tons of Gronk sightings on social media from people reporting back from Walt Disney World. So he got to have a little bit more fun at Walt Disney World. So and then Epcot, they're not slowing down. They're still in the International Festival of the Arts through February 22nd. And they've got Leave a Legacy has a new home at Epcot right outside the entrance. And you don't even need a park ticket to see it. But just keep in mind, it's not open yet. It will be very soon. So very
so if
exciting.
You bought that you could have your face in Epcot forever. Never age, you know, you're just that one age forever, right? In Epcot, it will be open soon. And, you know, before you had to like go to business or something and find out where you are on the board. It's like, it was like for, it's one of the anniversaries. I can't remember off the top of my head what anniversary Epcot was doing that they had this. Mm-hmm. Some of my cousins are up there. I know Dominic as a kid, he's up there.
Yeah.
So I like how it's outside of the park. So if you are visiting or in the area, you still have to pay for parking unless you like come in through a resort bus. But yeah, it's right out there, and you use a QR code instead of going to ask for where the spot is.
Oh.
And I'll tell you exactly where it is. So, I mean, I thought that was cool to note.
Super
leave
cool.
A legacy.
Super.
I know people
cool.
have been itching to see their faces again.
Absolutely. And I'm glad they didn't like completely just take it away, you know, because right. the redesign of the front of the park, they're, you know, they're keeping it. They're just moving it to a new location. Right. And then this is exciting. International workers might be returning to the World Showcase. Apparently the Patina Restaurant Group has officially started accepting applications for cultural representation positions for dining locations in the Italy and France pavilions. So,
trying to stay authentic.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about that pizza restaurant in the back of Italy. That place is so good.
Delicious. I know some people say like $40 for a pie of pizza. I'm like, trust me.
It's worth it.
And you can share it. It's not like it's just a personal pie.
No, yeah. I share it with three friends and we get a salad and we're out of there for like $60. And that's like $20 a person. See, quick math.
And it fills you up. Fills you up. You're fine.
It does. And the cup pepperoni, the little pepperoni is so good. Oh my gosh. Oops. I think I'm going to have to get pizza tonight. so that's
Grimaldi's.
I'm not a Grimaldi's girl. You know what?
I think they're very similar.
Very similar. But I will tell you, and we're going to go off on a tangent here real quick. Because
that's okay. But if you're in the area, Grimaldi's is a really good pizza place. And if you're craving good pizza like the one in Italy, to me, it tastes like it. But to Rachel, she's not a huge fan, I guess.
No. But I will say, it's been a while since I had pizza. And I ordered pizza for the Super Bowl. And we ordered from Pizza Hut, which I hadn't had in years. Let me tell you, $10 tastemaker. I got extra cheese and double pepperoni. You get three toppings for $10.99 or something. It was really good. Like it was like crispy enough and cheesy. Oh, I'm
a sucker for Pizza Hut, and I guess that's why the reason behind why people complain about how much like the Italy pizza is because you're used to the $5 menu.
Right.
You know, like the quick deals.
Right.
But you're used to $40.
Right. And this is like in a fancy pizza oven from Italy and they've got probably a little bit better ingredients. So just keep that in mind.
It's there's probably a little more fresh. Yeah.
There's a restaurant below me that's a very fancy Italian restaurant. And actually, the chef on it just beat Bobby Flay on the TV show.
Whoa.
They're now offering pizzas because they have a new pizza oven. And they're like $20 to $24 pizzas. So, you know, it just depends on the ingredients and how many, you know, if it's a high volume place or if it's specialty. So, you know, if you're not at Disney, I recommend if you haven't had it in a while, going to try out Pizza Hut because I was like pleasantly surprised. And then if you're at Disney, go to the pizza restaurant in the back of Italy because it's so good.
Yeah. They also have a pizza window, I think. Well, anyway.
Oh, yeah, they do. I think so. Yeah. Moving on. Cause now I'm just hungry. Busch Gardens, Tampa. You want to take this one, Michaela?
So with Busch Gardens right now, it's the Mardi Gras festival is still going on and it's going on now until this coming Tuesday, which is Fat Tuesday. And Fat Tuesday is very popular in New Orleans. You know, that's when Mardi Gras happens, but Mardi Gras isn't going on right now in New Orleans. So this is like your little taste of New Orleans, but in Florida, you know?
New Orleans, yeah. So make sure you go check that out. And this is the last weekend also for Sesame Street weekends. And, you know, we've got the last weekend for Sesame Street weekend, not Fat Tuesday, but Mardi Gras wrapping up. And then starting February 20th, they're rolling out their food and wine festival and it will be returning every weekend until April 25th. And we talked to Rebecca Romzek from Busch Gardens Tampa Bay last week, which you can go back to last week's episode if you want to get all the download on that event. And we're actually going to be going to experience it for ourselves in about a week or so. So a couple episodes from now, we'll have a complete download for you as well of our firsthand experience being out at the Food and Wine Festival.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like fun. She's told us many things. And that episode you listen, she's talked to us about the food, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and how delicious it's all going to be.
Yeah, so I'm super excited to try it. What's happening at SeaWorld Orlando?
They're also in festival season. There's festivals everywhere. So I'm like getting up my words here. So SeaWorld Seven Seas Food Festival. It's a mouthful. Get it? Food festival, mouthful. Anywho, running on weekends from now until May 9th. So that's a pretty long run right there. But what's cool about this weekend and next weekend is they're also adding Mardi Gras to the lineup. So it's cool. Still the Seven Seas Food Festival, but they're going to have, you know, New Orleans style food, and they're going to have music and entertainers and a pop-up parade.
Cool.
Just on those weekends. So that's February 12th to the 16th and February 19th through the 21st. And remember, this coming Monday is a holiday.
Yes, President's Day
weekend.
So if you
have off school and work and you feel comfortable going to the parks, it might be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And what to keep in mind about these festivals, and SeaWorld specifically said it here, but sometimes they don't outwardly say it. So with SeaWorld and the Mardi Gras and their festival, mm-hmm. it's just going on, like the fun, like music and entertainers from 12:30 p.m., to 6:30 p.m.
Okay.
So it seems like just the daylight hours.
Okay.
To me. So if you go too early and you say, where is all the entertainment? It's not till 12:30. And if you go too late and it ends soon, it's good to know so that when you're planning things that you're not planning for it to like be there later in the night and see the entertainment when it's just not going to be there.
Cool. Well, that's a good tip to remember. And then Legoland Florida, this crazy guy, which more power to him, but no thank you. Nick Walenda will perform a high wire walk in honor of the new Brickbeard's Water Sports Stunt Show and to kick off Pirate Fest weekends tomorrow at Legoland Florida.
Mm.
I hope the wind does not pick up.
I think he's a pro at that, too, because remember when he was doing Niagara Falls?
Yeah, yeah. I just hope everything goes okay. He's going to walk across a high wire more than 500 feet long and 60 feet above visitors. That's all him. He's got a handle on that. I want nothing to do with it, but I'll watch it. And then Pirate Weekends run this weekend, President's Day weekend, February 12th through 14th. The 20th through 21st and 27th through 28th, and it's free with park admission. So take your kids out to check out the Pirate Fest weekends, which is a perfect way to continue the Buccaneers celebration.
Oh, true. I didn't even think about that.
That was my pirate impression.
They'll say, where are you going now that you won the Super Bowl? Legoland.
Yeah. Get out there and check it out. And I'm going to be keeping an eye on the news about Nick Walenda. Hopefully he's able to perform his stunt because he has to have like the perfect weather to be able to do it. So we'll see.
It sounds like fun. Did you think it's going to rain tomorrow?
I'm not sure. I haven't checked the weather. It's been a kind of a dreary day this afternoon, but now the sun's finally coming out. So, you know, Florida rains on one side of the street and not the other. So you just never know.
Right. Yeah. You never know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So, Michaela, tell us about Universal Orlando.
So, Universal Orlando Volcano Bay reopened Saturday, February 27th. So, it's like right around the corner.
Yeah.
Right, coming up. And it's been closed since November, so it's not that huge of a deal. It's not like it's been closed since March.
Right.
It's been closed just for, you know, the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they get some refurbishments done and all that. Well, the same safety guidelines still apply. So, if you plan on going there, they require masks in certain areas, not on the water rides and in the pool, but, you know, the eating areas and all that. Again, check their
website for more info. Plus, they have still have limited capacity, social distancing, and all of that fun. So just if you plan on going, check out those guidelines so that you're not caught by surprise when you go.
For sure.
You know, and they're treated a little differently than a regular, because, you know, they're all in bathing suits.
Right.
And there's water all around. So it's very different than, you know, going on a roller coaster.
Absolutely. And then talk about Mardi Gras at Universal Orlando.
Now to the fun, you know. So I went on the first day it was opened. And it was honestly so much fun because it still felt like Mardi Gras without all the parades.
Mm-hmm.
They did have the floats up. They still were handing out beads. They were throwing the beads and like they would tell you to do something. So they'd like shimmy.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd have to shimmy back.
Nice.
For them to throw the beads at you. So I have like a video of Dominic like shimmying for them, and they gave him some beads. But yeah, it's so much fun. They had about, I want to say like 5 to 8 floats out.
Cool.
Different ones and different themes. And there were entertainers at every single one. There were stilt walkers. But the two best parts would one have to be the tribute store.
Okay.
It was way bigger than I remember of like last year's Mardi Gras tribute store.
Mm-hmm.
They had a graveyard room. They had a pirate room. They had a regular like New Orleans room of like Mardi Gras theme, cool. Like with beads and all that. And then they had the last room was full of yummy sweets.
Mm.
And it was like you were out in the woods next to the bayou.
Oh, cool.
Like they made it feel like that. So everything was themed really wonderfully. It wasn't too packed. They still had, you know, restrictions on how many people could enter the tribute store or how many people could go to the park. It did not go to capacity that day.
Okay.
So it was still very light compared to, you know, Christmas time and Halloween time.
Okay.
Which is really good. And the second best part, which actually would be the first best part, would be the food. The mm-hmm. food was phenomenal. And like we talked about before, Mardi Gras this year is much more similar to like an international food festival.
Cool.
Where they have food from Germany and Colombia and Cuba and even one of our own territories, Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And of course, New Orleans foods. We didn't try everything. Obviously, there's just a lot. But we did get a sampler lanyard. Okay. So they have one that is $55 for regular park guests. That is about 10. I believe it's 10. I'll have to double check for you just to make sure. But they have a regular one that's $55. And then they have a pass holder one that's $65. That one I know for sure is 15.
Okay.
15 of them. 15 of the samplers you could get. And I say this over and over again, but use that for food. Use it for food because with the drinks, they only give you about like a couple ounces on right. a drink.
Right.
It's pretty much for you to just taste it, to be honest.
Right.
It's a sample lanyard. But with the food, it is much more cost effective because, for example, for the New Orleans booth at the festival, I had this crawfish and shrimp like broil that had potatoes and corn. I'm getting real hungry. Potatoes, corn, shrimp, crawfish.
Yeah.
All the
low
yumminess.
Country boil. Yeah.
It was really huge. And it was $12 just by itself. Just by itself. So
wow.
If you're getting the sampler lanyard, it's about $4 to $5.
That's awesome.
Per item, if you wanted to break it down per item. So a you would just pay $12 if you didn't have the lanyard.
Mm-hmm.
It makes so much sense, especially if you have a family.
Absolutely.
Like you could share that dish and have all those extra, you know, pretty much punches on the card. It was very, very worth the price.
Nice.
And they said that we could use it the whole time through Mardi Gras. So cool. If you're a pass holder, it's a great idea. Because then you could just keep coming back and just a couple things today and a couple things next weekend and just keep it through the whole festival.
That's a great idea. That's brilliant.
It's so good.
And now I'm really hungry.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's okay. We should always eat right before our podcast. That's all.
I know. We really do. We really need to.
All right. Any last thoughts before we reveal our tip of the week?
I think that's it. I did look up the lanyard, though, the tasting lanyard.
Okay.
It's called the Mardi Gras tasting lanyard. And I was right. It's 10 for $55. Okay. But if you're a pass holder, it is $65, but you have 15 redemptions.
Ooh, okay.
So that, I mean, that's a big jump. Honestly, five for just $10 more.
Yeah, that is a good deal for sure.
And plus tax. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah. And like you said, that one thing was $12 on its own. But if you have the sampler lanyard, it's $4 to $5. So you can't beat that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Theme park. And they even have, so sorry. I just thought of one last thing that is very different from years past is that they have a Bloody Mary bar.
Oh, boy.
So they have two sizes. Like I said, with the drinks, they do either give, you know, like the sample size or they give you the regular size.
Uh-huh.
And with the regular size, they like load it up with like bacon and like pickles or whatever. They have all those different things that you can put on it.
Mm.
And then for the regular one, they just give it to you in another less ounces.
Okay.
So if you plan on trying it, you don't know if you're going to love it, use the sampler because it's still about $5.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still like saving money a dollar or so.
Okay.
And then if you really love it and you want to get another one, just I would pay out of pocket and get the bigger one.
Okay.
So
love a good Bloody Mary.
That was my last little thought. Yeah. So if you, I don't like Bloody Marys, but I know people love them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a good thought to, hey, this is a new thing this year. And that line was very long. So if you want to go there first.
Okay. Bloody Mary bar. Go there first. All right. So I love this theme park tip of the week. Michaela, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I actually have two this time, which is very different. And I say tips with quotations.
Yes.
Because one of them, it's something that we've been struggling with, you know, with the economy and stuff right now, is Busch Gardens and Adventure Island are hiring over 500 seasonal and part-time positions.
Awesome.
Isn't that amazing? So yeah. If you are looking for a job or if you want to change careers, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you wanted to work for the theme park industry, this is a good step, like a foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to BuschGardensJobs.com, and Busch Gardens ends with an S. BuschGardensJobs.com.
All right. Perfect. Love that.
So that was great to pass along.
And now, since this weekend is singles awareness, I mean Valentine's Day weekend, what do you got for us?
Well, I know I'll be watching this. It's Disney Fairy Tale Weddings 30th like anniversary celebration.
Oh wow.
It's gonna be this weekend, and they're doing it in place of, they usually have like an expo
okay
that they do, but since there's trying to social distance right now, they're just doing online, and it happens to be the 30th anniversary, the 30 years since someone got married, like the first couple got married in Disney.
Really?
And it's being hosted by Ashley Eckstein. So she is the voice of Ahsoka Tano in Star Wars, The Clone Wars.
Okay.
The animated series it's on Disney Plus now. And she's just wonderful. I've actually met her before at conventions.
Okay.
And she has like the sweetest, like if you've heard Ahsoka Tano on Star Wars, she has this like sweet, like very light voice. So I think she goes perfectly with this anniversary of like fairy tale weddings. And you could watch it this week, and it's streaming online.
Okay.
Starting tomorrow, February 12th at 10 a.m. And you could watch it at any time between then and Valentine's Day.
So where exactly is it streaming online? On their Facebook page, on their website? Like,
it's going to be on the blog. They'll have it up on the Disney Parks blog.
Okay.
And they'll have all the instructions on how to get access to it.
Cool.
So Disney Parks blog, and you could see all the information on that. And there's also a Disney weddings blog as well, but I highly suggest go through the Disney Parks blog. It's easier to get to. And yeah, so I'll be watching. They'll be showing off like the new dresses, you know, like the fairy tale collection dresses. And they'll show like, you know, I like to watch it because I'm never going to have like a Walt Disney World wedding. They're way too expensive. Like with the whole like castle and the background type of thing. So it's nice to like look and see, you know, oh, cool. Like they that's fun.
Yeah, it's nice that those people have that kind of money to be able to do that.
Right. I'll cheer them on. I will see all the fun stuff. And you don't need to be, you know, you don't need to be in a relationship because I probably be watching it alone on Valentine's Day, you know.
We live vicariously through the couples on the show.
So I'm like, listen, I'm going to be, yeah, I'm just going to be, you know, watching it alone.
Well, it's good to know even those who are in a committed relationship are also celebrating their Valentine's Day alone as well as the single girl.
I mean, yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay, so I won't drink a bottle of wine and eat a bag of popcorn and cry my eyes out. Got it.
It's fine. Oh, I don't think I'll be crying, but I'll be watching this and being dreaming. Like, okay.
Ooh. All right, Michaela. Thank you so much for all the great information. And like we said, you know, you can follow us on social media. Just search for Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. And please leave us a 5-star rating and a review. We'd love to hear what you have to say about the podcast. And if there's anything else you want us to talk about for this week, that's all from us. Thank you so much, Michaela.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.